Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Book for you.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Eva Rosenberg being back on the show. Eva is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We got some excitement going on a little bit later on around that. She's a syndicated columnist. She is she's an enrolled agent. She teaches people how to become enrolled agents. She's a practitioner of that wonderful tax filing sector of our world, the world that I hate. I'm so glad we have people like Eva. She's the author of Deduct Everything, which is her new book, and she is the Tax Mama. Eva Rosenberg, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm great. It's always a pleasure to have you back, and thank you for being here. So we got a big date coming up in a little more than a week, right?
On the 18th, we have a few extra days this year.
That's the drop-dead date, isn't it, for filing something, a return or an extension?
Both, many different returns, and the extension, yes. And you know what? I actually just found a typo in one of the extension forms.
Are you leave it to you to do that. Now, have you called it to the attention? Are you horse laughing the IRS for making a mistake? What are you doing there?
Well, you know what? I will be notifying them because I just caught it this minute. Unfortunately, it's been there since 2011, and nobody's noticed.
I can't believe you haven't already found it. What is it, a typo?
It's a typo in the title.
In the title? Of the extension form?
This is the application for extension of time for payment. Did you know there was an extension of time?
There isn't one.
Yes, it's a form 1127.
I didn't know that.
Yes, that's why I was looking it up for you.
Huh.
So
I could file an extension for paying taxes?
Yeah, so people who have a hardship and really, really have a good reason not to be able to pay can file this form 1127 and avoid the late payment penalties for a certain period of time. Hmm. So usually about 3 to 6 months they can get away with this.
Without paying any interest or penalties?
Well, they'll pay interest. They
not
won't
penalties.
Pay the penalty.
I got you.
So normally, when you file your extension, that form 4868,
right,
in April, it's meant to be an extension of time to file.
File, not to pay.
Yeah. So, but folks, even if you can't pay and you don't qualify for a hardship extension, on the extension, tell the IRS how much you expect to owe. If you don't mm-hmm. tell them the truth, like you say, I'm going to owe $50, but you really are going to owe $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
That extension could be void. It could be invalid.
Wow!
So tell them the truth,
which means when they find out, they go back and they start the clock over on penalties and interest.
They start the clock over in your penalties
as if you completely missed the extension date.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can get away with paying, say, $50 with it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lie about how much you owe. Put in a good, reasonable amount.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. if you do, you have the extension of time to file. It's good for 6 months. Then your late payment penalties are only 0.5% per
mm-hmm.
month.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't do that, they're 5% per month. Big difference, 10 times.
Right, right. So you've got all the way for personal extension, you got all the way to October 15th.
Yes.
For sub S's and C corps, you got till September 15th, right?
Yeah, but those should have been filed.
Right.
In March.
Except for C corps, right? That was new this year.
C corps are new this year. They can be filed now as well. So they're turning our world upside down.
I know.
Yeah, and they will be able to be filed until October because nothing passes through,
mm-hmm.
you don't, your personal return isn't waiting
right.
for that.
Yeah, that's because of they've done this because the sub S is a pass through entity, and you need to get that done and have time to take that result and then apply it to your personal return.
Yeah, life is funny.
Well, it is with the IRS with their laws. Well, I got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts on filing. Also the estimated tax.
Estimated taxes are due. IRAP deposits, final IRA deposits are due. So you have to pay estimated taxes, last year's taxes, and IRAs. If you want to talk about strategy, we can do that.
Right. Let's do that. And so you might need to have a good relationship with a bank over there, folks.
Yeah.
Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, taxmama.com, right, Eva?
Taxmama.com.
So check it out. She and I will be right back after these messages.
Really? Couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.